Iran ends its era of patience as attacks on Israel push Tehran to take bolder actions. Recent attacks on Israel signal the end of Iran's strategic patience as a new leadership embraces risk to defend allies like Hezbollah. While Trump presses for a ceasefire, Tehran answers the Lebanese strikes with a more direct military posture that also shapes peace talks and tilts the regional balance. After a tense period, Iran and Israel agreed to pause new attacks for now, as negotiators work toward a final deal, but the episodes leave scars and show Iran is willing to act directly rather than rely on proxies. The shift comes with a change in command and the abandonment of the old doctrine, sending a clear message to regional partners and increasing pressure on Washington to deliver a settlement that includes the Lebanese front. Iran drops its long patience plan and will act fast for Hezbollah under new leaders. Weekend strikes show Iran may fight directly and reach beyond its borders. Iran and Israel pause new attacks for now as talks work toward a final peace deal. The Lebanon-Hezbollah link is central to Iran's plan and must be in any settlement. Trump pushes for a ceasefire and a deal that includes Lebanon and Hezbollah, pressuring Netanyahu. Iran-Israel pause masks shift in Tehran's strategy lead over the weekend. Iran and Israel agreed to a temporary halt on new attacks as negotiators work toward a final peace framework. The pause followed intensified clashes around southern Lebanon and Beirut's Hezbollah-held areas, including the district of Dahiyeh. Tehran's leadership appears to be moving toward a more direct and assertive posture, signaling a departure from a long-standing doctrine of patience. In Washington, President Trump has pressed for a ceasefire and signaled support for a broader deal that includes the Lebanon front. Shifts in Iranian strategy. Analysts say the end of Iran's era of strategic patience is evident after leadership changes and a stronger military role in decision-making. The new approach gives the generals greater latitude to act quickly to defend allies and projects power beyond Iran's borders. The shift is seen as a move to shape negotiations with Israel and the United States, rather than relying solely on proxies. Military actions and messaging. Tehran has described its weekend strikes as a response to violence in Lebanon and the Hezbollah stronghold in Beirut. Officials claim the operations targeted important, sensitive sites and were precise, costly, and intended to deter opponents. The statements underscore a willingness to project force in defense of regional allies, even as open conflict remains on a narrow edge. Diplomatic pressure and U.S. role. According to officials and reports, Trump has publicly urged an immediate ceasefire and signaled that the United States will push for a settlement that includes the Lebanon front. He spoke with Netanyahu by phone amid tensions, signaling displeasure with Israel's resistance to a broader deal with Iran and the open-ended conflict in Lebanon. Lebanon, Hezbollah, and regional balance. The Tehran-Israel dynamic now increasingly centers on the Lebanese front and the role of Hezbollah. Analysts say Iran views pressure on Lebanon as a critical part of its broader regional strategy, linking the Lebanese issue to its wider clash with Israel and, by extension, the United States. The move aims to influence regional power dynamics and deter further actions near Iran's borders. Conclusion: the pause in hostilities between Iran and Israel signals not merely a temporary lull but a public reorientation of Tehran's strategy. With a new leadership asserting greater military authority, Iran signals it will act more directly to defend its allies, especially Hezbollah, and to project influence beyond its borders. The Lebanese front remains central to Tehran's calculus, and any durable settlement will need to address Lebanon and Hezbollah to be credible. For Washington, the moment tests its ability to craft a comprehensive peace framework that includes the Lebanon front without inviting a broader conflagration. While the pause creates space for negotiations, it also leaves scars and elevates the risks of miscalculation and spillover, underscoring that the path to a final deal will be shaped by shifts on the ground in Tehran, Beirut, and beyond. Frequently asked questions: what signals show Iran ended its patience and will act more boldly? Iran fired missiles and hit key targets. It says the era of strategic patience is over. A new regime with the military in charge pushes for faster moves. It frames actions as defense of Lebanon and Hezbollah. Who is driving the change inside Iran? A new leadership group with more military power leads the way. The Revolutionary Guard now has greater say than the Ayatollahs. The old idea of waiting it out is fading. Why does Iran say it is acting in defense of Hezbollah? They say Israel attacked Lebanon, so Iran strikes to defend Hezbollah. They call it a formal shift in strategy, not a one-off hit. The goal is to push back and widen the influence of the Axis. How could this affect peace talks and U.S. pressure for a ceasefire? It makes talks harder. Trump pushes for a ceasefire, but Iran wants a deal that includes Lebanon. Negotiations may stretch and widen to include more players. What risks come with Iran's bolder actions? More fighting and spillover to neighbors. Higher risk of miscalculation and broader war. Civilians suffer, economies strain, and allies grow wary.